This is the BBC.
Hear that French-type music, listeners? It gives you a clue as to what country tonight's play is set. Have any of you guessed?
No.
Try again, Eccles. Now, here's another subtle musical clue. I know.
Oh.
But from time to time, we will give you further clues. Now, Mr. Greenslade, continue.
Mesdames et messieurs, presenting Tales of Montmartre. 1, 2, 3.
It was Paris in 1880. My name is...
Oh, one moment. Get on this chair.
Murky. My name is Toulouse-Lautrec. Neddy Toulouse-Lautrec. Of Leeds. My story is of a great love. Fifi. But more of her later. Much more.
Fine.
It was a bleak Parisian evening when I entered a small art shop and haberdashery.
Bone sewer.
Bon idle, Monsieur le Patron. I want to buy a 20-foot easel.
20-foot? Whatever for?
I want people to think I'm tall.
But if you stand by a 20-foot easel, it'll make you look even shorter.
That's just it. I'm not going to stand by it. I'll stand somewhere else. I'm not a fool, you know.
If you're not going to stand near it, why buy it?
I've got to buy it so as to have something tall not to stand by. It's no good not standing by something tall that's not there, is it, eh?
Supposing someone comes in unexpectedly when you're standing near it.
Then I shall deny every word of it and stand on a ladder.
I see. Madame Bannister? Have you got that easel?
Oui, buddy.
What? Oh, dear.
Here, 20-foot high. Shall I wrap it up for you, buddy?
No, just strap it on my back and put my hat on top. I'll show them how tall I can look. Bonsoir!
Bonsoir.
Last. So saying, I set up my 20-foot easel and started to paint.
Good evening in French.
Fiddle not a loo! Who are you?
I am Count Fred Moriarty.
Then why are you disguised as Major Bradnock?
He couldn't come. It's the dreaded Lurgy, you know.
The dreaded Lurgy, a likely story, or a Lurgy story. You come in here a complete stranger and...
Correction. An incomplete stranger.
Explain.
I have a wooden leg. Stop sawing my leg through, I tell you. Stop.
Timber!
Oh, it's a fish in the bowlers.
Yes. That's cut you down to my size. Now, explain what you were doing in Mon's studio.
Well, as I said, Mon name is Count Fred Moriarty. You and I speak French now.
Of course. Hold it! I'll get a bucket.
Stop, Pristina Bolas. You make a joke of me. Insult! We must fight a duel. 3 paces and fire.
Thank you. Honor is satisfied.
Now to business.
Business? What is your business?
I, monsieur, I'm a collector.
What do you collect?
Firewood. I pay 2 francs a bundle.
2 francs?
Stop, sorry, my wooden leg! You insult me. We must fight another duel. 3 paces.
Thank you. Honor is satisfied.
Monsieur Lautrec, I can do business with you.
Me? I am but a poor old painter.
So I see by your poor old paintings.
Help me! We must fight a duel. En garde!
En garde!
Thank you. Honor is satisfied.
Merci.
Now, what do you want?
That painting on that 20-foot easel. 10 francs?
10 francs? He's made an offer. I've sold my first painting.
Correction. You've sold your first easel.
That 20-foot easel is not for sale.
Sapristi, sapristi! Curses, dear listeners. That great easel sewn up would make 50 bundles of French-type firewood. I must have it. I'll think of a plan. Oh, what's the plan? I will think of a plan. Oh, you.
Pardon me.
Oh, good evening. Is your mother in, Sonny?
Sonny? I'm Toulouse Lautrec.
Oh, and where are you going to lose him?
Who are you?
Gauguin, Monsieur Paul Gauguin.
Gauguin?
You've heard of me?
Oh, yes. I've read all of your paintings from cover to cover. Entrees.
Thank you, little squadged-out nurk.
Gauguin dismounted. He appeared to be a fastidious man. Before entering, he wiped his feet on a Van Gogh, rolled himself a Renoir, and lit it with a Botticelli.
Nice studio. The 14th floor, isn't it?
Yes, it's the highest basement in Paris. Now, wait here and I'll go and make a pot of wine for
us. Kind of you.
Yes, come along with me, perhaps.
So, this man Gauguin was a painter, eh? Now, if I could get him to paint a portrait of the 20-foot easel, then I could take the actual easel for firewood, leaving the painting in its place, and Neddy would never know the difference.
Monsieur.
Oui?
Monsieur, yes. I want you to paint a portrait of a 20-foot easel.
I shall have to have a model.
You can have my poor old grandmother. Meantime, paint that easel.
Not so fast, lopsided frog eater.
What?
You can't order me to paint. If you want painting, you must commission me.
Right. Sew these pips on your shoulders. Now get on with it, Captain.
Stand to attention when you're talking to me. Now, before I start painting, here is Max Gildray to play a melody divine. Shall we dance, Nelly?
I'd love to.
Come along.
And now, Tales of Montmartre, Part the Dirks. Enter. Enter Fifi. Or if you're French, Fifi. Gauguin stayed with me and for weeks worked on a painting. He never let me see it. At night, he kept it covered with a layer of black paint.
Neddy, answer the door.
What door?
That door, Neddy.
Toulouse! Darling Toulouse! Oh, darling.
Good evening.
Here is a ladder. Kiss me.
Be my love. Who are you?
Don't try and fight it, darling.
Eh?
This is bigger than both of us. Look.
Gad, a photo of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, I was born on top of it.
You've come down in the world.
Come, darling, kiss me. Time is so short, and so are you. I am Fifi. I come to help you. I am a model.
Oh, well, you can disrobe behind those screens.
First 3 weeks, I posed for Toulouse. Oh, how I posed.
That's enough for today, Fifi. The light's failing and my eyes are hurting.
But Toulouse, when are you going to start painting me?
I say, that's a jolly good idea. Yes, well, I'm hopeless at nudes. And so we got married.
Neddy, have you got a spare sack? But mine's gone out and I... want...
Hello.
Oh, you two haven't met before, have you? Well, this is Fifi, my wife, and Fifi, this is my trusted friend.
Oh, how delightful.
This is, Fifi. 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 This is,
Darling. Hello?
I just wanted to say his name is Paul Gauguin.
Thank you.
Who is that, Vera?
Me.
Neddy? Naughty Neddy. You never told me about your jolly little wife.
Well, I knew you were busy.
Neddy, we three are going to be jolly happy together. Aren't we, dearest?
Yes. Let's go away together.
Yes, let's. Oh, darling, I find...
I'm so happy you and Paul are going to get along together. At first, I thought you might fight. Well, let's celebrate, shall we? I'll make dinner. Now, I'll just light the stove. Where are those, Fifi. Oh, Fifi. Darling. Just a minute. Woo-hoo. Fifi. I say.
Hello, hello.
Darling, where are the matches?
On the cupboard.
Thank you.
Oh. How happy we three were together.
Yes. I didn't see much of Fifi. For that matter, I didn't see much of Paul, so that evened things up. Then one French evening... Here, let me take that heavy gramophone.
C'est triste. C'est terrible.
Don't stop, darling. Tell me all.
Défense crachée, défense fumée, boulevard Saint-Germain, ici Radio Française aux Champs-Élysées. La plume de ma tante galerie, dit le jeu, toujours la critère. Toujours que j'indise, toujours. Côté de la mer sur le pont d'Avignon, Père Auguste.
Gad. If I could only speak French. There, there, there. Please, don't cry.
You're making your mustache all droopy.
Paul didn't come home to me last night.
He can't do that to a wife of mine.
He has been unfaithful to us.
I'll thrash him within 100 miles of my life.
Shh. Listen.
It's Paul.
You swine, Gauguin. Take that.
Oh, how they fought. They were still at it when I came back from the pictures. I could not see who was winning, but I knew it was one of them.
Now, you swine, what have you got to say for yourself?
Yugoslavia.
Right?
I've been thinking about that music you played at the beginning, and I say this story takes place in Yugoslavia.
Now, now. Try again. Now get out, Eccles.
Oh, darling, darling, look. You have cut yourself fighting. Let me kiss away those broken bones. There. Is that better?
Fine, fine, fine.
Oh, now, darling, we are alone.
Yeah, darling.
Let me in, Eccles!
Let me in, Eccles!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Now, get out, you little idiot. I'm sorry about that interruption, darling.
That's okay, darling.
Get
out! Toulouse! Toulouse, who was that woman?
Woman? That was a man. Mad, impulsive girl. Ah, well, she's obviously gone for a breath of fresh air and a brioche. Ah, oh, darling, you're back. You look much better after your little walk.
Thank you. Now to business. My name is Major Dennis Bradnock.
Then why are you disguised as a steak and kidney pudding?
It's lunchtime. How many live here?
Let me see. There's my wife, Paul Gauguin.
So your wife is Paul Gauguin. Well, everyone to his own taste, I always say.
Wait.
What?
What do you want here, you ragged bum?
Ragged bum? A duel, sir. 4 paces. Right. Honor is satisfied.
Toulouse, darling, what is all the noise of...
Oh.
This is Fifi, my wife. Fifi, this is Major...
Oh, you little beauty. You lovely little nothing. You are a lucky man, sir, I say. I think I'll take my pack off for a few moments.
Excuse me!
How dare you talk while I'm kissing your wife? Who do you think you are?
I'm Toulouse Lautrec, the famous French impressionist.
All right, do Al Jolson.
Mammy!
Splendid. Shall we dance?
I'd love to.
Oh, oh, God.
Pleasant as a summer breeze, I may wander where I please. I will go on searching for a pleasant while. One alone to be my own. I alone to know her caresses. Want to be eternally the one my worshiping soul possesses. And a call I'd give my all. Oh, my love and oh, my love enduring. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine. Oh, mine. As long as you have your health and strength, I should worry. I was up there. Come to my tent at 9:30. Come to my tent and have a good time. La 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 la. What's that fella doing in the absence? my worshiping soul possesses. At her call, I'd give my all. Oh, my life and all my love enduring. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine. All my.
And now, Tales of Montmartre, Part the Troyes.
That girl Fifi was a menace. Paul Gauguin was very slow in painting the portrait of the easel. So I sent Blatnok to offer Nettie a slightly higher price for the 20-foot easel.
Yes, I offer you 95 francs in French currency.
In French currency? That means I could stay in this country to spend it.
Here's 100 franc notes.
I have no change. Have you nothing smaller?
I have a bus ticket.
Not enough.
Two bus tickets and an empty matchbox.
I accept.
Wait.
How do I know these bus tickets are genuine?
Great boiling buckets of fringe. I used them myself only this morning. Look, it's a photograph of me being thrown off the bus. Here you are.
Proof enough. I'm sorry I doubted you. Now, here's the 20-foot easel all wrapped up in brown type paper.
Oh, Moriarty! I got it! I'm... Oh.
6 o'clock. Sapristi Nabolas. I told that fool Blatnok to meet me here outside Monsieur Crunch up.
Ah, Moriarty! I've got it! I've got it!
I knew you'd get it one day. You must see a vet at once.
Naughty Moriarty. Look, I've got the easel.
Oh, good.
I managed to get it for only 150 francs. Thank you. Now, what about the commission?
Here it is. 2 francs and unused socks.
What? You deceive me. We must fight a duel. 3 paces and then fire. Honor is satisfied. Now then, I'll come in the shop and see how much you're going to sell it for.
Oh, Sapristi, no. I must do it alone.
Oh, no. You're not going to get rid of old dirty Dennis quite so easily. Oh, no, I'm going to...
Police! I've got rid of him.
Count Marinati, my name is.
Monsieur Cron, Monsieur Cron, look. I have here a 20-foot easel to sell for firewood.
Oh, good, good.
Now to business.
Yes, sir.
I'll adapt the easel to show you how much of it there is. And it's solid wood except for the peg holes. And they're solid air.
Wait a minute. This isn't a 20-foot easel. It's a painting of the easel.
In French. I've been swindled.
This painting is signed by Paul Gauguin. I'll give you 1,000 francs for this.
What? If a painting of the 20-foot easel is worth 1,000 francs, then the original easel must be worth a fortune. I must get it. Oh, wait here. Gary in French. Is he?
I heard you, French cap, cool, mon capitaine. Enter French bottle bleu. Boiler, cracks whip. Oh, mon hero. I've always doing that.
Silence. Drive me to the studio of Toulouse-Lautrec and step on it.
Step on what, Captain?
Go fast. Hurry.
I haven't got a horse. Oh, I know. I will pull the carriage myself. Steps in shaft, puts on harness.
It's a pretty cardboard harness. Hurry, man.
Well, you go on ahead and I'll catch you up.
Do you know the address?
No, I follow you.
Sapristi, I don't know the address.
Well, then you better follow me.
Right.
Gets coconut shells and starts up. Get up.
Stop. Stop. This is the place, and here is something for you.
Oh, Charles. What is it? It is a nice... You are sweating.
Darling.
What's the matter, Fifi? Don't you love me any longer?
If you were longer, she'd love you much more.
Then I hit on a plan. To try to draw her attention, I set fire to myself. It moved her. She fried an egg on me. To keep me going, they chopped up the 20-foot easel and threw that on me.
Oh, Teddy! Oh, stop! you bunt the easel. Oh, ruin. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Peace me.
Oh. Oh, 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 my little beauty. I love you.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Well, it's no good saying it to all the boys.
You swine, we must fight a duel. Three paces.
Oh, in French.
Got him. And now, Fifi, let's go.
So you're both leaving me. Leaving me penniless.
Not quite. You can keep my paintings.
What good are they?
Nothing now. They'll be worth a fortune after I'm dead.
After you're dead? I'm rich. Now, Fifi, we can be happy.
No, there's someone else.
Who?
Are you ready, Fifi, my little lad?
That was The Goon Show, BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Charlotte Mitchell, with the Really Good Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Kingslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.